Wise Guys Podcast coming straight from
my walk-in closet. Today we're going to be talking about the NFL draft.
What's that?
Not the draft. Why did I say the draft?
Draft is this next month.
Yeah, that's right. The NFL free agency.
Oh.
It's going to be great. It was great. So many good. Crazy things happened. Number one, Le'Veon Bell. Number two, Earl Thomas. Number three, Trey Flowers. I could go on and on and on.
Let's go on and on.
Antonio Brown. Wait. I'll feed you, though, baby birds. Who was better than that? Odell Beckham.
Oh, my God.
But the Browns, really?
I'm telling you, they're big. Oh, by the way, guys, if you guys don't know that voice, we have a guest star on tonight's show. We have Mrs. Rachel Almond on the show tonight.
Lash Peniston. What's up, bitches?
So we're on the show tonight. We're going to go ahead and she's going to give
her... You said tennis.
She's going to give her opinions on the free agency and everything that happened. We're going to go ahead and talk about the NFL. We're going to go ahead and talk about everything that's gone on up to this point, so let's go ahead and roll that intro music. An insane amount of crazy shit happened in free agency.
Yes.
You guys, like, honestly, I'm so excited for football. I'm so freaking excited, but all the stuff that happened in the offseason really, really, really makes me excited for not only my team, but so many other teams in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, come on. The Browns, Odell Beckham.
The Jets.
Yeah, why the Jets?
They got a boatload of people.
What?
The Jets?
Yeah, they got a boatload of people, but like, man.
Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They got a bunch of... Let's just go through the list. Let's kind of go through the list from one to the from just starting at one.
I want to say who's most important to me, though. And I want to say it because Rachel was kind of freaking out about this later. And by the way, guys, we have the guest star on the show tonight. Our producer, our sound guy, our main man, Jordan's fiance, is on the show to talk about football. Here's the thing. Nick Foles, right? Rachel, signed by the Jaguars, came from the Eagles. This motherfucker's got, like, what, an $88 million guaranteed contract with $100 million he could make? What's your thoughts on that?
I just don't understand, to be honest. Like, A, why would the Eagles trade him?
They have Carson Wentz.
But Carson Wentz did not win the Super Bowl for them. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl for them.
Yeah, but the Foles was also a free agent.
Carson Wentz won about 11, 12 games in the regular season to get them in that position.
But he didn't win the Super Bowl.
But the biggest thing about it is, though, is that the kind of the point that Mark was making is that they have Wentz. They're already paying Wentz a boatload of cash.
But
they can't afford
to make it
to
the Super Bowl this year.
All right, so but
they can't afford to pay both of them.
With your guys' argument here, is I think what Rachel's saying is get rid of Wentz, keep Foles because he won the Super Bowl and he won playoffs.
No.
For me, though, Wentz is a young guy.
Wentz is going to make a lot more.
I feel like here's the reason why, because Nick Foles, okay, granted, he did great. NFL Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP, playoff winner, blah, blah. I feel like the dude's only going to win like 7-8 games in the regular season. Like, I think that's what he's built for.
Foles?
Yeah, Foles. So, like, when it really comes down to it, now Foles has to go play a full season for the Jaguars. He has to play a full NFL season. I don't see him going and winning 10 or 12 games for the Jaguars.
But
I just don't.
When it comes down to it, how many games did the Patriots win this year?
11.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when it came down to it, so the Patriots won about 11 games, and Tom Brady, I mean, you cannot compare Tom Brady to fucking Nick Foles.
I know you can't compare them, but I'm just saying, I think Nick Foles could do it.
And you know what? That's why Nick Foles was paid by the Eagles last year. He got franchise tagged. He got money. He stayed there because he expected to maybe get, I mean, a lot of people in Philadelphia thought what you thought. They thought they were going to get, he was going to get paid. He thought maybe he'd take over the starting spot. The kid from North Dakota, Carson Wentz, is like, are you fucking for real? Like, why is he going to stay there? Why is he going to get it all? Well, we don't see what goes on in practice, but also any NFL coach, quarterback, fan has got to know you got to go with the young gun. You got to go with the guy that got you there. Nick Foles has not really proved much beforehand, before he won. I know it's so hard to say that, like Super Bowl MVP, playoff winner. I get it, Rachel. Like, I know what you're saying, but it's just like, you know, you have this young gun, and in the NFL, when you can get value for somebody, go get rid of Nick Foles and go get a draft pick. Go see what happens. If Nick Foles goes to the Jaguars and wins 12 games and wins playoff games and wins the Super Bowl, then the Eagles are going to want to kill themselves.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's what's going to happen, but I just don't foresee that happening.
Not to break up the little hockey convention you guys got going on here, but I'm just looking through this list here, and I'm just shaking my head at some of these trades and some of these.
Well, yeah, it's been insane.
Tevin Coleman to the 49ers. Right behind Jerick McKinnon, that's going to be a solid backfield right there.
Okay, so slow that down. So Jerick McKinnon, who was injured, what was another ACL injury?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Who knows? So that's why they got Tevin.
Tevin could see a lot of playing time this year.
Good, good. Anthony Barr, you guys are all Minnesota Vikings fans, right?
Yes.
Kings. Yeah,
right away.
Kings.
Right away, Jordan's face went murr. When I said Anthony Barr.
Anthony Barr is the best thing to ever happen to the Vikings because fuck Green Bay, am I right?
Oh, Jesus. That's a bold statement. That's a bold statement.
Number 55 in my league for Anthony Barr.
There we go, Eeyore. Did you guys hear Eeyore? Anyways, Anthony Barr. If you guys would have got rid of him and he would have went to the Jets with all the other pieces you're getting rid of, what the fuck? What the hell are you guys doing for Minnesota? Now, Eric, I know you can settle on this for a second. You guys are getting the only thing that Minnesota is known for, I'm sorry, is your guys' defense and how good your defense is, how solid your defense is.
It's not my fault Kirk Cousins sucks dick.
So bad. So bad. But here's the thing. Everybody expected him, well, I expected him, to suck really, really bad the first year. This is his proving year. If Kirk Cousins goes out there and sucks a big one, which I feel like he's going to do, then you have to reopen the whole quarterback situation. You got to reopen the offense situation. You guys got to relook at the coaching, because guess what? Zimmer made that choice to bring that motherfucker in when Case Keenum was, led you to a 13-3 season, took you to the playoffs, had the Minnesota Miracle, was one game away from the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, Kirk Cousins looks good. Let's pay him $100 million.
I figured that, like you said, proving season. I figured last season was going to be Keenum's proving season. Like, yeah, whatever, he choked against the Eagles. But together as a team with the defense and the offense, I guess, whatever, he's a quarterback, no defense. But the offense, they worked together. Like, yeah, Keenum didn't work with the Broncos, but the Vikings offense.
Did he not,
and
though?
Keenum, they...
Oh, yeah, they had chemistry. Chemistry.
Oh,
it was
for
perfect
sure.
Chemistry.
Absolutely.
And
so
it's so hard to recreate chemistry. And so we had that argument before. We is so hard to recreate chemistry. I'm not ready to say that Case Keenum didn't do good in Denver.
No, last year should have been his proving season with the Vikings, but Zimmerman didn't give him a chance.
Yep, got rid of him. Got rid of him. Now you got. So now what about the defense, Eric? What's your thoughts on the defense? You guys got Barr. You guys should have frickin' gave him anything he wanted in the beginning.
I'm just looking at this while I'm thinking of that same situation. I'm looking at the fact that Clay Matthews is still a free agent. How funny would it be if his ass was in purple next year?
I wouldn't doubt it. A lot of Green Bay Packers and stuff come over there. Geez, really? Clay Matthews is a free agent?
Still a free agent.
That is such a great point to make. I did not think about that. Think about that. No, if you're a Vikings fan, if you care about that sort of thing, which, you know, most people don't give a shit about that stuff. But anyways, when it comes down to it, for Minnesota fans...
Yeah, because there's so many fucking Chargers fans just rolling up in this bitch.
Oh, man. So, okay, moving past that, you're right. There's so many things. You know, okay, let's talk about, like, give me 1 second for the Chargers. I know we're moving fast, listeners, and I think you guys.
May I just say,
yeah,
the last Green Bay Packers that helped the Vikings out through an interception during the playoffs game to ruin the Super Bowl for the Vikings.
Also, though, there was a thing called Bounty Gate where he was literally being attacked by the Saints defense. They were paying each one of their players $50,000 if they were going to injure Brett Favre. That's why all that, you know, kind of stuff. Yes, Brett Favre did, you know, let's not say ruined everything for you guys.
Ruined.
But there was a lot of things that, you know, were behind the scenes on that.
We've had a lot of ruiners in our day. Blair Walsh.
Oh, for
Gary Anderson.
Kickers, yeah. If you want to go talk about ruining stuff, I mean, that's kickers. But we could that's a whole other episode when we just talk about the Carlson. Minnesota Vikings just screwing up everything for you guys. Real quick, though, Le'Veon Bell. Jesus. You okay there?
Yep.
Did you eat the mic?
Sorry. Slight technical difficulties. Sorry.
Le'Veon Bell. The dude could have played for Pittsburgh last year and made money. But here, his camp, and he said, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, we could have had a $20 million franchise tag and made that money last year. Or we could have went and played and we would have got injured. And after we would have got injured, then we never would have maybe even gotten this contract at all. The guy went from, what, a $30 million guaranteed contract to now 34, 35, I believe.
52.5
million includes a 25 million fully guaranteed.
So, okay, so I'm off by 10. So $25 million guaranteed. You know, the Steelers offered him more than that, but it was only $21 million guaranteed.
Only $21 million.
What? And now they did, you know, the $25 million fully guaranteed, you know, which is complete horse shit.
Are and you gets be a, that, includes a $3 million training camp reporting bonus in 2021 and 2022.
So all the dude has to do is just come and show up and be like, hey, yo, I'm here. Who's got check. Who's got my check?
Give my check.
Make it rain,
where's my check? Where's
hey, my hey, check? Charlie, give my check.
Give my check. So Earl Thomas or who's the other safety that got signed? Eric Weddle. Eric, where are you at on that? Earl Thomas, obviously, the Legion of Boom, the guy that came from Seattle.
He got fucked by his old team last year, yeah.
Big time. Obviously, like, literally no respect at all.
Well, he flipped off his whole sideline on his way out, so.
Oh, geez, he did, huh? Well, Richard Sherman, though, too, you know, he just kind of got rid of him and, like, left. So that whole Legion of Boom, everything about Seattle.
Eric Carroll must have something, I don't know. He must be an asshole. He doesn't look like it.
He's not an asshole. I just feel like it's a pure business thing. I think they're just getting rid and trying to get whatever. But, like, let's be real. Earl Thomas, he's getting complacent. A lot of these older players that are very, very, very good need to go somewhere else to get revived, get revamped again. And he's not going to do that by staying with the Seahawks.
Well, it looks like the Ravens kind of rolled up the old Brinks truck to his house there. $55 million contract that includes $32 million guaranteed.
Damn.
For a fucking safety.
Nah, man. Hey, don't say it like that. Safeties are very important.
Still, fuck. Shit, that's a lot of Christ. How many more? How many quarterbacks you know that are making that?
You know what's more disgusting? How about Landon Collins that went from the New York Giants, five? Now he's now the Redskins. He signed a huge contract too. Think about this one: the Redskins signed Collins to a 6-year, $84 million contract that includes $45 million guaranteed. What has he
for
proved?
Safety.
What has he proved? What is
nothing?
He proved? Earl Thomas, $32 million guaranteed. Landon Collins, $45 million guaranteed. Think about this for a second, folks. You guys remember the Giants last year? Yeah, nobody does, okay? Think about that for a second. Giants? That's a horrible error. Horrible. Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Houston, you know, and you think about the Chiefs last year. When you guys think about the Kansas City Chiefs, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Winners.
Exactly, right? But why
Patrick
couldn't they?
Mahomes.
Why couldn't they finish, though?
Because Tom Brady is a cheater. Let's be honest. If we're being 100% honest, the Chiefs should have made it to the Super Bowl.
No, it's their defense. Their defense wasn't good.
Their
defense
is not great.
Their offense would score 35 to 45 points a game, but their defense would give up 50. You know what I mean? And so that's what ended up happening. They gave up too many points, and so now they gave up like all of their like veterans. They gave up Justin Houston. I'm pretty sure they're getting up Eric Berry. All these guys. Just like, bam,
yeah,
sorry,
Berry
you're gone.
Berry and Houston are gone.
Yep. And one guy here that I don't understand, like, everybody needs a good D-tackle. Like a real, real, real good D-tackle, right? Ndamukong Suh. Now, Suh, I really feel like, is one of those players that can change a team. He is, and what's crazy about that, though, is that he signed a one-year deal with the Rams, and look what happened. He went to the Super Bowl. I really feel like he's going to be open, and you know what's going to be crazy? He's not going to sign for a while because that guy is going to ask for like $12, $13 million. Jordan, look up how much money Sue has made since the day he entered the NFL. Like, look up his rookie contract up until his most recent contract, because I want to say that he is the highest paid NFL player, like, of all time. I know that for sure as when it comes to defense, highest of all time. But before they changed that rule back, I want to say Matt Stafford got drafted too, and even before then, literally, he was drafted and paid so much money, and then the next deal he got from the Dolphins was so much money. I want to say he made over $100 and some million so far.
$114.3 million.
Damn.
He is the highest paid defensive player in NFL history.
According to what site?
According to Forbes.
Forbes magazine. So okay, that's pretty damn incredible.
Now
he's
getting paid shit.
Pretty damn credible. Think about that. $114 million.
That's a lot of money.
$114 million. And he's 32 years old. He could play for another 3 years easily at the high level, unsigned yet. So $114 million, and you know what's going to happen? He's going to get another one-year $10 million contract, dude.
You want to know what shoots me in the ass? I was just kind of reading through this. And while we're talking about this, I've just kind of been reading through this. This one stunned me.
By the way, guys, we're jumping all over the free agency list, and we're just kind of like listening to it and reacting to it the way you guys do.
We're kind of going for the big bang.
Yeah, we're going for the big bang, and we're going to, you know, read the actual like stats and what's real about it and give our opinions. I want you guys to leave in the comments and description everything that what you feel about it and where your guys' thoughts are. But go ahead, Eric.
This is a huge one that hit me when I was talking about Mark Ingram. Running back for the New Orleans Saints. Still pretty decent running back.
Say New Orleans again.
New Orleans Saints.
You said New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Anyhow, but this is the thing that trips me out the most.
What number?
Mark Ingram is, you know, he's pretty good player. He's a pretty good running back.
Very good. Very fucking good.
Signed a 3-year deal with the Ravens for $15 million.
Dude, all right, listen.
He got fucked.
No. Hell no. He's 30 years old.
29-year-old running back.
But how old is Brady?
29. Okay. Yeah, he's Brady's a quarterback. Not a running back. Doesn't matter. Yeah, so Brady is like 43, 44 years old. Running backs, okay, so Rachel, I don't know if you know this, but running backs, when they hit 29, 30 years old, they call it 30-year-old hit. When they hit 30, running backs are done. That's when they start retiring.
You're only done when you believe you are done.
And that's what's been happening. LaDainian Tomlinson.
That's pretty deep.
Unless you're Adrian Peterson, because Adrian Peterson literally, like, he's what, like 32, 33 years old? And yeah, he's still, like, killing 32. It? But when it comes down to it.
I don't know if you'd say killing it with the Cardinals, but.
They didn't have too bad of a year last year.
So he played with Redskins last year, and he rushed for over 1,000 yards. So he did pretty good. When you hit 30 years old as a running back, that's kind of where it is. So when you want to go back on Ingram, I know he was injured. He's splitting carries with Alvin Kamara. He's been kind of like a 50-50 running back, so I know he has a lot to offer. And that's why, $15 million for 3 years. This is what's going to happen. He's going to play for 2 years, and they're going to cut him on the third year. Probably. And somebody else is going to get him. Or they'll pick him up on the option, which I really doubt, unless they win a Super Bowl or something like that. But Ingram got paid. He's going to get his $15 million, and that'll be it. You know, he's not the type of guy, you know, knock on wood, he's not injury prone or anything like that. But coming down to it, I mean, I think it's all right. What I don't understand is, like, Tyrell Williams, I don't know if you guys know him, but he was the third receiver for the Chargers. Badass wide receiver. When Keenan Allen got hurt, he jumped in. When Mike Williams got hurt, he jumped in. Dude signed a 4-year contract with the Oakland Raiders, so we get to see this asshole twice a year. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tyrell Williams. We love you, dude. But seriously, a 4-year contract worth $44 million and $22 million guaranteed. I mean, he didn't make an addition, like an excellent addition to any team out there. But what sucks is that I have to see this guy in my division. So now you have Tyrell Williams with a guy we haven't really talked about yet, Antonio Brown. Where's your guys' heads on that?
Well, I mean, are you ready to see this guy lose for another team against the Vikings? Or
the Vikings or like teams in general? Do you feel like that Antonio Brown's just going to go to the Raiders and they're just going to be losers?
I feel like the bad part about it is that I think that going to the Jets, granted, they've made some great acquisitions this year. However, you know, he's going to get to play with Bell again.
No. What are you talking about? Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, where did he go? He went to the Jets, didn't he?
Okay, so do we have a guest star that's a girl? Which one's the girl?
Hi, all right,
Rachel's the one that knows what the fuck's
going on. Antonio Brown went to the fucking Jets.
All right, guys. Eric, everybody knows this for Eric. There you go. Antonio Brown went to the fucking Raiders, Eric.
What?
Wake the fuck up.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
God, I love it. You know, the you listeners that really get down with us.
Right.
And listen.
Get down.
Hey, fuck you like you ain't never been confused up in this piece. I will take a giant shit on everyone in here.
That was a good time.
God damn
it. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, which means the Raiders should
stay
in Vegas.
Except for me, I'm telling everybody what happens and fuck everybody else.
So, no, but like that.
Rachel got a chili relleno in Vegas.
It was close.
I saw it.
A chili relleno.
I played the fifth.
This is what happened. Eric, this is what happened. Derek Carr now has Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams.
And
you're
Amari
right,
Cooper.
Though. So, Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets. Now, people thought that Brown was going to go to the Jets, but you know what happened? Brown got drafted. Who said, do you remember what team that was, Jordan? The Bills. This is what happened.
Yeah.
So about 5 days ago, the Bills picked up Antonio Brown. They're going to pay him in full. They're going to give him everything he asked for. And he told the Browns or the Bills, I'm not showing up for camp.
Because it's the Bills. Who would want to show up for camp?
Exactly. So he disrespected the shit out of that team. He's like, no. Like, nope. And then the Raiders came through, paid him, and that's what happened.
Why the Raiders, though? That I don't understand, because last year they seemed to be falling apart.
Exactly.
Because it's the Bills. Who would want to pay for
But the Bills weren't doing any much worse, really.
What Eric is asking is why the Raiders? So why would he rather go to the Raiders than the Bills? Because both those teams look like they're going to play like shit. The difference is the Raiders have a good quarterback, you know, in Derek Carr.
I like Derek Carr.
They have a future there. Derek Carr has proved that he could be a winner in the past. He's won like 10 or 11 game seasons. Also, you have a great coach in John Gruden, which they just overpaid that guy like $100 million to come and coach for the team. So they have that going for them right now. And then with Antonio Brown, John Gruden, Derek Carr, Tyrell Williams.
Marshawn Lynch,
maybe.
Possibly.
They haven't re-signed him back yet. But the Raider Nation is a very, very, very strong fan base. They're always right there. That was a team that was like 3-4 points in every game. Now with adding an Antonio Brown, they could do good things. They could do great things. What's most important, though, is that he went to a team that's being respected. He's in California. He's not in Buffalo freezing his ass off in New York. Shit wasn't going to happen for him. So he's in California. He's in Cali. He's wearing black and silver. He's all good. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. And you got a good QB that could get you the ball. And they're going to ball out, maybe. Which, you know, I don't think so. This year, probably definitely not. I think that they're going to have a growing year and they're going to bitch at each other and blah, blah, blah. But let's move on to number 25. How about Teddy Bridgewater?
May I just say, I think he chose the Raiders because they're getting a new stadium, and who doesn't like new shit?
That's a very good point. No bullshit. That makes a lot of sense. You're going to be in it. Not only are you going to be able to be there for that new stadium, you're going to be there in year one, and you're going to be there for a while. And it's in Las Vegas. Like, he'll be able to get a nice, big, beautiful house, raise his family there, be in a part of a brand new everything. Great point. And he's one of those guys. He's materialistic. And, you know, for a decent team. So, yeah, it all makes sense. That's a great point. It all freaking makes sense.
Oh,
and a lot
shit.
Of people with Antonio Brown don't want to think that way, but I agree.
What is this that I'm seeing here? A shaky starter on an irrelevant team. A high-end backup on a contender. Tyrod Taylor signed a 2-year, $11 million deal that includes $6 million guaranteed in year one, according to Rappaport. To what team?
The Chargers.
The fucking Chargers.
I like it. I like it.
Are we seeing our way down the rivers?
Here's the thing. Phillip Rivers is 37 years old, 37.
That's not a bad move at all.
No, it's not.
I think Taylor's a good quarterback.
Tyrod Taylor was with Anthony Lynn, our head coach now, with the Bills back in Buffalo. He knows Lynn. They trust each other. It's whatever. And
that's,
you know what? Remember what the Saints did with their backup quarterback this year when they would throw him in on random plays with Drew Brees? Remember they take Drew Brees out? They throw that backup quarterback in? I can see us doing that shit. Yeah. I could literally see us doing that stuff. I could see us like taking out Phillip Rivers and just throwing Tyrod in there to run Wildcat, run something different. Who knows? And when it comes down to it, you have to have a backup quarterback in this league. Look what Nick Foles did in that whole conversation. Look at Minnesota all these years when you have a backup QB. If something were to happen to Phillip Rivers, literally, we need a good guy. We need a good backup. And we have never had a backup of that type of caliber. So I'm excited for it. Like, I'm good.
That's a pretty dope move on the Saints.
I'm great. You know what I mean? Now, think about this now. Teddy Bridgewater. Okay, guys. Back with the Saints. Do you think Teddy Bridgewater is going to take over for Mr. Drew Brees when he's done? Because I feel like Drew's going to play for like 4 more years.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I side with Rachel. I don't think he is.
Whenever they ask him, they say, "Are you going to retire next year? Are you going to be done?" Right away, no. Nope. No, I'm done. No, I'm good. No, I'm going to play. I'm going to play. When it comes down to Teddy, man, I think he's all right. Like, he's super young. You know what I mean? But look at the money.
He's young, but, I mean, yeah, you're right, the money. But when it comes down to it, did he do it for the Vikings? No, Keenum did.
He could have done it for the Vikings.
He could have, but instead, they stuck with Keenum. Bridgewater was good. He was ready to go, and they're like, No, that's all right.
No,
we're going to keep Keenum.
You know, he broke his leg. So, Ted Bridgewater would have been your guys' starter if he wouldn't have ripped his leg in half.
Yeah, he ripped his leg in half, but near the end of the season when Keenum was playing, he was good to go. But they're
100%.
Not 100%, but we could play him. They could have played him, but they said, nah, Keenum's doing good. We're going to keep him.
And why not? But, you know, there's a whole thing that blows my mind about the Vikings, though. It's like, okay, so you guys decided to stick with him then. But then it's like you guys could have paid Keenum like 3/4 the money that you paid Kirk, and then you brought Kirk in a new locker room, new everything. And again, we talked about this already, but like, you know, with no chemistry, you have all this chemistry with Case, and you get rid of him. That's why, you know what's going to happen to you guys this year? I'm going to tell you right now. The Chicago Bears are going to win your division. They're going to win 12 games. And then, you know who's going to be second? The Packers.
Nope, not going to
happen. Aaron Rodgers and that team are going to get it together. Aaron Rodgers is not the type of guy that's going to suck that. Like, he is amazing. And
I think he's done.
It's like, nah.
I think he's done.
Nope. Well, we'll see. I mean, this year.
When he meets Gabe Bauer again, he's done.
He might even win the division this year. And you know what's going to happen next? You know who had so many free agency acquisitions? The Lions. The Lions picked up some players, bro. Jordan, look up what the Lions picked up. No bullshit. Look up what the Lions picked up this year. The Lions picked up so many free agent acquisitions that it's in freaking sane. I say the Bears, number one in the NFC North. The Packers, number two in the NFC North. I say the Lions, number three. And I say your Minnesota Vikings are going to get dead ass last, and you guys are going to go 7-9. You guys will go 7-9 this year.
You know,
what is it that makes you think that the Packers are going to do so great?
Just by having Aaron Rodgers with a brand new coach.
But they just had Aaron Rodgers this year.
But the thing was is that Aaron Rodgers and that whole system with that coach, it was just the same old thing over and over and over again. Like, the player, like, he didn't have the right supporting cast. It was just like, here's the thing. Those in the games when you guys played the Packers were very, very close. This year, going again, I don't see a winner. Aaron Rodgers is a winner. He's a Super Bowl winner, playoff winner, a real winner. That guy is not going to let what happened last year happen again this year. Remember 2 years ago when they lost all those games at the beginning of the season? He told everybody, hey, guys, just chill out. Just chill out. And they made the playoffs, and they went damn near just as far as the Vikings did. I'm sorry, but Aaron Rodgers is the reason. So when you ask me, what makes you think that the Packers are going to do it? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the reason why.
I don't think he's enough to bring him all the way.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have enough weapons. In order for him to be great, he's got to have weapons to throw to. And who's he got to throw to? Randall Cobb's a free agent. Who else we got? We got Adams. That's about it. What else we got? I'm not seeing a whole heck of a lot else.
Well, so give him some wide receivers. He'll do it up.
As for the Lions, who they picked up, I'm not seeing really many big names here.
Well, list them.
We've got defensive end Trey Flowers.
Boom. Huge. Yeah, he got huge. Them from the Patriots.
Cornerback Justin Coleman. Tight end Jesse James.
That's Jesse good. James is big. He played for Pittsburgh. Big time there.
They signed wide receiver Danny Amendola.
Ooh, huge. From Miami.
From Miami, but before Miami, he played for the Patriots and won 2 Super Bowls.
Linebacker Trevor Bates.
Okay. No, he's a good linebacker. He's pretty solid. I think he's like a 50 tackle guy a year.
Cornerback Nevin Lawson.
So this is when it gets less and less.
Guy is.
Bottom line, though, like with already the players that they did have, with the high draft pick that they're going to get, I'm sorry, but they're going to be good, guys. They're going to, okay, here's the thing. They're going to win 8 games. If not win 8 games, they're going to win 7. I don't put the Vikings winning any more than 7 games this year.
Every
and if you
year.
Wanted to talk about wide receivers, you forgot about Devontae Adams, bro. Devontae Adams.
I said Adams.
He is a freaking stud.
He's the only wide receiver. If he's covered on every play, who else are you
got? Well, obviously, there's going to be more than just one guy. But he's going to draw
Geronimo.
He's going to draw double coverage, and then he's going to have a tight end. Then he's going to have a running back. Then he's going to have a wide receiver number 2.
Yeah, but Geronimo Ellison's a decent tight end, but he's
Rodgers
not a great
tight end.
Will
find the open guy. Tell me why the Vikings are going to win more than 7 to 8 games this year.
I think they get it together because not only the main reason why I think we're going to get it together is because of the fact that we took advantage of the fact that Denver was having a fucking fire sale and we took both Kubiaks and Payne for our offensive coordinators and our quarterback coach.
The main reason why I think they're going to do it this year is because I believe in them. Same reason you think the Chargers are going every
Twinkles
year is because you believe in them.
The reason why I believe in the Chargers is because we have 8 Pro Bowlers in our offense, 8 Pro Bowlers in our defense. We have Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Philip Rivers. We won 12 games this year.
How many Super Bowls have the Chargers made it
just
to?
Just as many as the
one.
Vikings.
How many
made it
Super
to?
Bowls
made
have the Vikings
to.
Made
oh,
it
God.
To?
Four.
One. How many
Four.
Have they won?
0.
Yeah.
The Vikings have won 0. And
like
the Chargers have made 0. The Vikings made, I think, like 4 Super Bowls
four.
In a row.
I thought one, didn't they? I don't know. Whatever.
Vikings made it to 4.
Both.
Back
both
in the
of
70s.
Our teams have never won a Super Bowl. So we can talk our teams up as much as we want.
We can
believe in our teams as much as we want. But what it comes down to is if we will stick to that team.
What it comes down to is what we guys have done and what we've done lately. What have you done for me lately? And I feel like
what
since
have
the,
you done for me lately?
What have the Vikings bow, bow, done for bow. Me lately? Well, they almost went to the Super Bowl last year. They
2 years ago.
Minnesota.
2 years ago. The Vikings
Whatever.
Didn't even make the playoffs last
Whatever.
Year.
Whatever. 2 years ago. My timeline is blurry. It's
yeah,
all right.
It would be because last year all you guys want to forget that
seen,
whole season.
Have you seen the Minnesota? You're right. I do want to forget that season. Have you seen the Minnesota Miracle? And you're right.
I was
to,
there for it.
100%. I want to forget Kirk Cousins. Period.
100%. And I get that. You
I
know
hope
what?
You hear
last
this
year,
because you suck.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Guys didn't even. You guys went. What, 13 or 12-4, right?
I don't want to talk about
and
it.
And then you guys, I was there for the Minnesota Miracle right away, by the way. I was in the stadium.
I was working that night.
And literally, they throw the ball, blah, blah, bam, catch this and that. Okay, so, and I'm like, wow, you guys have all this chemistry. You guys have a quarterback that your wide receivers love, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then the next year, your coaching staff makes it so you guys get rid of good players, and you don't even make the fucking playoffs. This year, you want to compare teams? The Chargers won 12 games. We beat Pittsburgh on the road. We beat Kansas City on the road. We went and we played Baltimore on the road, beat their asses. Now, we have a playoff win in 12-4. The difference between the Vikings and the Chargers is we are building off of what we did last year, and we're getting rid of nobody, and we're only adding the players that we had and adding more to it. The Vikings have a great season. They win 12 games. They do so great, and they get rid of the most important piece of their puzzle.
I agree.
With their quarterback, and then they
I
start.
Agree.
Then you guys stop dropping defensive players.
I think Zimmerman.
You guys almost got rid of Barr.
Zimmerman needs to get his fucking shit together.
The coach is one of those coaches that is an amazing coach. Your guys have an amazing coach. He's a defensive-minded, amazing coach. He literally has had a top 10 defense every year forever. but he is ruining and he is tearing apart your guys' team. You built a brand new stadium. You have amazing players. You guys have an amazing team and it's tearing it apart. But back to the damn free agency list, okay?
So well, I think we ought to do at this point in time since we're kind of whittling down to the
nitty gritty.
What I was thinking of doing a great little segment here called going through and seeing the free agents that are still available. A couple little segment I'd like to call, well, that's no surprise. And, or the other one is like, holy shit.
Holy shit.
So let's start. Where did you end off at, Mark? 25?
Yeah, and it was there, but can I give you the number one of holy shit?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Sue. Ndakam and Sue.
I was just going to fucking say that.
You know what
he
I mean?
He still hasn't been signed.
And you know why, though? I can understand it. That guy wants top money.
Oh, yeah.
He has never been paid anything other than top money.
Oh, yeah.
And does he not deserve it? Fuck yeah, he deserves it. He was just in the Super Bowl last year. He killed it. Who showed up in the playoffs? In the long term of things, pay that man. Oh, you know what? I hope to God he comes to the Chargers. He'll suck him on. Okay, go ahead.
Whoa.
I think number one on my holy shit list has got to be.
Right on.
Sorry, I lost it. Nick Foles, it's got to be. I mean, holy shit. He won a fucking Super Bowl. You're going to get rid of him? That's number one on my holy shit list.
Because you are tattered and you are scarred from Case Keenum. When you get rid of a quarterback that does good, and then you have a guy that wins a Super Bowl, you're injured, and I get it.
Triggered.
I get it. Yeah, exactly. But you're triggered by that. Like, so you're like, God damn it, Philadelphia. You're getting rid of a guy that actually won you a Super Bowl, won Super Bowl MVP, won you playoff games.
Hey, it could have been two if they would have given him a chance this year.
You
but
go.
No, they're fucking Wentz. They're like, bam. No, Wentz, you're the one.
I would too, though. Wentz is fucking amazing. And it's so tough.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
He didn't.
Foles,
you know what?
The Super Bowl.
But put Wentz in that situation, I feel like he would have too.
But
maybe
he didn't.
I don't know. So my biggest. Okay, so we each get a what the fuck moment, and we each get a like, why is that guy still available? So my first guy who was why is he still available is Sue. My holy fuck moment is Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here's the thing, and it's not that surprising. I knew the motherfucker was gonna go, and holy shit, the Giants. Everybody wants to say, oh my gosh, they're so stupid. They got rid of their only good wide receiver, blah, blah. No, fuck that. Antonio Brown, when he left the Steelers, he got a third round and a fifth round pick for him. The Giants, when they traded away Odell Beckham, they got a first round pick, a third round pick, and they got a player. Get rid of that guy that doesn't want to play for your team anyways when he is literally in his prime. Because look at what the Giants got. Talk about value. They got a first-round pick. They got a third-round pick. And they got a freaking safety. Beautiful. Giants, I know you're hurting right now, Giants fans. I know the team is hurting right now. But build that team around Saquon Barkley and do your thing because you guys just made a hell of a great trade.
All right, so what I'm thinking I'm going to do at this point in time is I kind of thought this would be fun. I'm going to go through, and we're going to go through. I'm going to pick the marquee free agents that are still free agents, not just anybody. I'm going to pick what the like free agents that are still free agents.
You got to pick your picks.
And I want to do a segment that we kind of go through and go, I'll say the player's name.
Okay.
You say,
hot
no
or not.
Shit, oh, holy shit, or that figures.
Holy shit or that figures, I got you. Yep. So give me
we have heckling from the peanut gallery over here. What do you guys
My
doing?
Hand was raised.
Just because I want you to, like, no, I agree with that.
My
really
hand was I'm going
to
do my push.
But you definitely do have to do your fucking picks though, real quick.
My biggest holy shit one is still Mark Ingram. I can't believe that he signed such a small contract because he's still great.
Okay, understandable.
My what the fuck? Sorry to interrupt you. My
You're
what
stealing
the fuck?
My shit. It's cool.
I'm actually going to switch that from what the fuck to ha-ha because ha-ha Clinton Dix. Who names their kid ha-ha? Sorry.
That motherfucker's good.
And
that
you have
amazing.
Witnessed ha-ha with Rachel Peniston. Ha-ha, bitch.
Clinton Dix. Okay, that happens. And go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, and then I would have to say my biggest, you know, just kind of looking through everything here. That the Ingram one surprises me the most. My big holy fuck one it's probably got to be. I got to agree with you on a Dominic and Sue. Yeah. Like, why is that why guy is still there? Then you're still probably there? Right. It's the money.
Oh, 100%. He's not going to go nowhere unless he gets paid, dog. No. Nowhere. All right. So let's end out the show here with Eric's list of holy shit or, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little ha-ha at the end.
All right, stop.
So
I'm done. It was great.
All right, I'm just kind of cruising through here. Let's look for something, somebody decent. All right, let's just start off with Clay Matthews. Still a free agent.
Yeah, I can understand it. I can understand it. Number he wants 58. To get paid. There's no holy shit for me there.
I think he's just getting paid, too, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he wants to get paid. Fuck him.
Jay Ajayi.
Chargers dropped him. Honestly, holy shit. How has not a team picked up that talent yet? Right? He just made the Pro Bowl last
year.
Because
he's injured. No one wants to pick up an injured player.
He's all right. I think he made it through his injury here, and he was a Pro Bowler. I'm saying holy shit on that, and then Rachel's disagreeing, but that's just where I'm at on it.
I mean, holy shit.
Randall Cobb.
Holy shit. How has anybody not signed him
yet? Is this motherfucker still free agent?
And when it comes down to it, the Raiders, they have Antonio Brown and Terrell Williams. Sign Randall Cobb. Or Aaron Rodgers, sign him back so you have someone to throw to, bro.
Fuck Green Bay.
If I have a second holy shit, this is it right here. CJ Anderson is still a free agent.
Nah, I get it.
Fuck that. Did you see what he did for the Rams last year?
I don't
year
care. He has ran behind an amazing offensive line. The guy's like 400
but
years
the
old.
But the Rams lost for a reason. Could that reason be CJ Anderson?
No.
Nah. CJ Anderson is just 400 years old to me.
Michael Crabtree, I'm just saying he's old.
What the fuck? No way.
Nah, he's 31.
I believe it.
I don't care. Michael Crabtree's amazing.
Oh, he's the bomb. Not he's Mr. Consistency.
So for me,
I'm going to add that to the ha-ha column.
For me, that's a holy shit. Why the hell hasn't he been signed yet?
Oh, Mr. Consistency? Oh, yeah, he's definitely.
Why hasn't he been signed yet?
I can kind of see it. Gostkowski. I can't see why he hasn't been signed yet.
Wait, what?
Steven Gostkowski is an unsigned free agent.
No. What?
Number 77, Steven Gostkowski is an unsigned free agent.
What?
Six-time Super Bowl participant.
That is literally the most what the fuck. When it comes down to kicking in the NFL,
he
that is
the
most.
I believe
he's the best.
No, bottom line, when it comes to kicking in the NFL, that is the most inconsistent position. Nobody can get that good. And that guy is one of the best. He has not been signed?
No. So we all agree.
Damn.
That's
need to get on that one.
That's the what the fuck. So, like, that's my number one what the fuck.
Here's one that I know I'm just going to go ahead and answer for both of you right now. It's like, who gives a fuck? Calvin Benjamin.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know who the fuck that is.
That's a wide receiver. That's a really amazing player. He's
wide
so good.
But he's just.
He played for the Carolina Panthers, and I think they moved him to the Bears.
Bills.
And he could be amazing. He needs to fall in the right program with the right QB. I mean, I'm not going to say a what the fuck, obviously, because he has just really not done much anywhere other than when he played with Cam, had, like, some amazing games, but I don't know.
Okay, the next two I have coming up are...
Our last two.
My first one is I don't give a shit, and my second one is kind of surprised. First one is Tyler Eifert.
Okay, so he's a tight end.
Nobody
you know what? He's
a
he's one of those consistent good tight ends that also very
if he ever
good
makes it to the fucking
very,
field.
Yeah, and very good at run blocking. I feel like he has a very bright future in front of him, and I think he could do pretty well.
I'm sorry, how did you pronounce that?
Tyler Eifert. It looks like Iffert,
TJ?
But it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler
Eifert.
What number are you looking
at? The one
I'm
right above
that. TJ Yeldon.
Again, by the
I'm
guys.
So sorry.
Matter of fact, that's the next one we're coming up with. TJ Yeldon is still a free agent.
You know, great running back. They could definitely.
I'm surprised that he's not been picked up yet, though.
And he will be. And that's going to be one of those things I come down to.
And
now,
who
guys.
Who was he released from?
TJ Yeldon was released from the Jaguars.
Jaguars. I've noticed the Jaguars have lost a lot.
Yeah,
year.
They have. Now, guys, what we did is we looked up the NFL.com.
One more. I got to say this one. This is the last one, I promise. But
no,
this one
good.
Was really surprising
He's
to me.
He's got his hand raised.
Alex Okafor.
Don't know who that is.
What? You don't know who the edge Alex Okafor is?
Ogletree?
Okafor.
Okay, so what number?
Went to the Chiefs.
Ow. Really? What number?
Oh God!
For the past 2 years in New Orleans.
Yeah, he was. He played for New Orleans.
Well, what number was he? Because I know we were
Okafor. But I heard the fuck.
So guys, what we're looking at is NFL.com. We're looking at NFL free agencies updated top 101 NFL free agents.
101 Sam Bradford.
So that's what we're looking for. Number Sam Bradford. Sure.
That's nobody gives a shit.
And that's funny.
I care about Glassford. I mean Samford.
Did you not give me a number of what that guy was, Eric? Or did you just make him up?
That's what I'm working on right here.
How did you not find the number? His number is right by his name.
Was your mom Yeldon? Is right by his name.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Okafor. Sam Bradford's number 101. Sure, no one's entirely sure whether Bradford can stay healthy for a season.
Number 57.
Glassford. We call him Glassford for a reason. He breaks at the slightest touch.
They said that he's going to look back at his excellent 2016 season and give him a chance to keep his career going as a backup.
Oh, poor guy.
So what was it, Eric? Number 56?
57. Oh, the number of the... Oh.
Don't do it.
I thought you were talking about his goddamn plane number.
No, I don't care about that.
What number are you looking at?
The number of the guy.
86.
Jesus Christ.
Eric's always been kind of slow. So
you're just like, what's his number?
I'm
thinking his goddamn jersey number.
Real quick, Dante Moncrief, a wide receiver out there. I'm surprised he hasn't been picked up either. That's another good guy.
Yeah.
That's really good. But guys, again, we were looking up the 2019 NFL free agents updated top 101 free agents at NFL.com. Thank you so much, Rachel, for being on the show today. Jordan, thank you so much for bringing your wife on the show,
for bringing her
on here. Thanks for having her on. Appreciate it. Come on the show anytime you want, girlfriend. Eric, dude, you know what? I hate you. No, I'm just kidding.
PSA to the men out there. Find yourself a woman who knows about sports.
Alex Okafor. Very, very, very good one. Honestly, that was one of those players that I'm going to now research and look up. Mr. Alex Okafor went for the Chiefs. I'm going to be running into him twice a year now because he's playing for them. I like that one, bro. You went deep on that. You really did your research today. Damn. All right, guys. Well, hey, we're the Wise Guys Podcast. We talk about the things that everybody doesn't want to, but we like to. And again, 2019 NFL free agencies updated top 101 NFL free agents.
Bye.
Skull.
Peace.